Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so glad you found time in your schedule to join me. And if you're a new listener, I pray that you are blessed of the Lord. Before we go into the word the Lord has placed on my heart, let's just take a moment in prayer. Father, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, that this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. And Lord, even though we may go through battles, even though we may be going through trials, even at this very moment, we can rejoice because you are a faithful God. You are a God who hears and answers prayer. And so, Lord, I thank you that not a day goes by that the Spirit of the living God desires to teach his children the ways of the Lord, the way in which to walk, personal counsel, personal wisdom and understanding for our personal journeys, that pathway we're on right now. And so, Father, I thank you for your attentiveness. Lord, the Bible tells us that you number the very hairs of our head. Lord, if you consider that important, how much more important it is that you are with us in the decisions we have to make every day, how you shield us and protect us from danger. Father, many times that we may not even be aware of the danger we're in, your angels have been round about us, protecting us from harm and danger and hazard. And so, Father, we give you this time, and Father, as we conclude this prayer, I ask that as we put our minds upon you and as we draw nigh to you, you will not only draw nigh to us, but, Lord, that you will begin to move in every area of need of the radio listening audience. Father, they are specific, they are personal, known perhaps only to you, but we thank you, God, that it is your will to meet all of our needs according to your unlimited supply, according to your amazing riches that are ours in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, the Lord has placed on my heart, starting today and however long the Lord leads, a message I've entitled Establishing God's Covenant. And we're going to be going into the book of Deuteronomy, and I'll be sharing verses from that. But I just want you to know that my heart's desire and God's heart's desire is that He wants to establish his covenant with you. Now, we are familiar with the covenant that was God established with his people Israel under the old covenant, but Jesus, as he's declared at the Last Supper, what we call the Last Supper, he established a new and a better covenant with us. And so, what I want to do is begin to share of a passage in Scripture found in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, verse 18. And what I'm going to do is read one of the greatest promises in the Bible. And I want you to have a new understanding, a new grasp, even as I am, of what this perhaps very familiar verse means. Deuteronomy 8:18 states, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day." Now, that perhaps is a familiar passage for you. What are the words that stand out? What are the things that just, if you had to just speak back to me, what's that verse talking about? Well, if you're like me, you'd probably say, oh, it's about power to get wealth. Well, that is certainly what the verse is saying. But I want us to go beyond that. I'm going to be speaking on the subject of prosperity and finances, which is something I don't do very often, except if you're going to preach the whole counsel of God, you have to share what God says and what He wants us to know and understand on many different subjects. And for those of you who may be a new listener, just take a deep breath. No, this is not going to be an appeal for finances. For those of you who know me, those of you who've listened to the broadcast any length of time, you know that I don't even mention finances except to thank those who are being so faithful to give faithfully month after month. And for those who are on the Ministry of Correspondence who receive my monthly letters, I do not mention finances. Why? Is that because there is no need? Is that because we have great resources? Not at all. But this UCM has been a faith ministry for over 50 years, and it's because we believe and practice what God's Word says. And so in order to give you that whole counsel, to have you perhaps have some breakthroughs in your own life, I'm sharing what I'm going to be sharing today, and as we go into the Word of God, that you may understand it's not about power to get wealth. I know there are many ministries that emphasize prosperity and the blessing of the believer, and that it's God's will for us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. Amen. However, what really jumped out at me in this verse is not the power to get wealth, but God's purpose, His motivation behind it, which is that He may establish His covenant with thee, as which He swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And so God's ultimate purpose in seeing His children blessed and the people of God blessed is that we can establish His covenant. That's what we're going to find out. What does that really mean? And as we begin, let me just say all of our blessings depend on right relationship to God. Jesus said very clearly in the 6th chapter of Matthew, verse 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And of course, He was speaking about all the material necessities of our lives, the things we need to live, food and clothing and shelter, and the things that pertain to this natural life. The teaching that God puts a premium on poverty and in ignorance of His Word, unfortunately, over the generations, has held millions in the grips of poverty, when God's Word is full of His promises to bless and prosper His children. But let's look again very closely at what God said in that one verse, Deuteronomy 8:18. What does He say? "Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God." God expects and even demands that we put Him first. It says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." Notice the priority. We seek first God, His kingdom, His righteousness, and then other things will be added to us, the things that we need. The beginning of the text that we're focusing on in Deuteronomy says, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God." And what I'm wanting to share is that God is giving you, brother and sister, the ability to produce wealth. It's not your power, it's not your cleverness, it's not your creativity or ingenuity or even hard work. It is God's power. It is God's power that is given to you when you put Him first. It's all about priority, beloved. You know, it's been so on my heart lately that the most important commandment is, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, mind, soul, strength." Is that not true? And if we could only concentrate on doing that, everything else would fall in place. Jesus said, and then of course, love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus Himself summarized, He said, "On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." And so if we would focus on really loving God, then we would understand spiritual principles, we would have a revelation of the Word, and it is perhaps one of the greatest ways and fastest ways to grow into maturity, of just wanting to please God. And of course, if we love Him, we will of necessity keep His commandments. Jesus said that, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's a demonstration of true love. And so it's God's power that is given to you when you put Him first. And when you decide in your heart of hearts that you're going to start being a spiritual farmer, if you will, willing to prepare the soil of your heart and mind and daring to plant seeds of faith in the fields of God's promises. Beloved, so many are bound and defeated by it's a curse, really, a curse of poverty. Many ask for the power to heal the sick, to cast out devils, to operate in the realm of the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. And praise God, indeed we should. We should see the power of God in demonstration. But there is one gift that millions of Christians have not asked for. In fact, some don't even know anything about, and that is God's power to get wealth. It isn't a sin to be blessed with money, to have your labor bear profitable and pleasant fruit, but it is a sin to love money. It isn't a sin to make money. What the Word tells us is that the love of money is the root of all evil. Well, we're just getting into the message, and I pray that you'll be able to join me tomorrow as we continue. I'm just beginning to lay a foundation, but I want you to understand the whole point of the covenants under the Old, under the New Testament, is to show a covenant relationship between the God of heaven and earth and His people. And so I do pray that you'll be able to join me tomorrow. And if you're not able, just know that if you have internet, you can go to our website, unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. Praise God. I thank you so much for joining me. I love you. I pray for you every day, and I am so grateful for this family relationship we share. Even though some of we may never meet face to face on this earth, we will one day. I pray for you and for your blessings. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.